USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least three people were killed and several wounded on Thursday in Nice, France. This is described by Nice Mayor Christian Estossi as a terrorist attack. Authorities say a man with a knife attacked people outside a church about 9 in the morning local time. Estossi said the attacker shouted Allah Akbar repeatedly as police apprehended him and that the meaning of his gesture left no doubt. Enough is enough, the mayor told local reporters. It's time now for France to exonerate itself from the laws of peace in order to definitively wipe out Islamofascism from our territory. The suspect is in French custody. The chief executives of Silicon Valley's most influential tech companies fielded partisan questions Wednesday in a high-profile hearing. Members of the Senate Commerce Committee largely stayed away from discussing a federal statute that provides a liability shield for social media sites. For Republicans, allegations of anti-conservative bias led the questioning. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Firefighters in Colorado have been busy battling two of the largest wildfires in state history. The troublesome fire is only 5% contained as of Wednesday. If this note finds you, we must have done something right, the note read. Sorry for your loss of your shed, and we had to cut a little of your wood fence to save your house. Things got really hot. We stayed as long as possible. Signed, best wishes from Engine 1446 in the town of Meeker. Federal agencies are warning of an increase and imminent cyber threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers involving ransomware attacks. The FBI released the information Wednesday, and authorities said that the healthcare providers should take precautions to protect their systems. The federal report says the FBI, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency have credible information about the threat. NASCAR is in Virginia Sunday at Martinsville. See which driver will conquer the paperclip and will move on to the Championship Four playoffs. The race starts at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Researchers in Spain have announced that 82% of hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were vitamin D deficient. They studied levels of the vitamin in 216 patients admitted to the hospital for COVID-19, finding that 8 in 10 patients were clinically deficient. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism reported a control group of 197 folks. Among these people, 47 were vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D can be produced naturally by exposure to sunlight and found in some foods, including oily fish, eggs and fortified milk, and plant-based milk substitutes. As the presidential campaigns wind down, let's take a look at the Biden camp. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Bedingfield is a deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.